This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate. Rachel.
What's up, Kate?
What's going on in your life? Tell me more.
It's snowing like crazy here in Pennsylvania. So there was a chance we were going to get nothing. My front desk person, I went up to her the other day and I was like, tell me news of the world. You always know. And she was like, well, there's a storm coming in from the south and a storm coming in from the north. And it's a chance we could get neither or we could get both. And I'm hoping for both. And I think we're getting both. My boss was like, we might not work tomorrow. I'll keep you posted. So that's what I'm dealing with here. What about you?
That would be such a wonderful day.
Yeah.
So I am moved into our house that we bought. I'm currently podcasting from my office.
It looks so good.
Thank you. It's gonna have some paint done, but it'll be great. And then so today I had to clean the old apartment and a bunch of stuff and get things just kind of done there and move like some of the last little bits of things. So we've been kind of moving. We moved 90% of everything and then just slowly but surely moved other stuff over. So I moved a bunch of stuff into just the garage that I have to bring in because it's really cold here.
Did you really move cold by yourself or did you have somebody move you?
We hired some movers. So we lived on a third floor apartment. And so with that, that's just a lot of flights of steps.
Too many.
We valued our friends and our family and their opinions too much to allow them to go through all of that. So we hired movers for taking stuff up and down and a lot of the big stuff. And then we moved stuff in that night. So like 90% of our stuff was here. And we had some family help with moving just from the moving truck into our house, which was so much faster than up and down the three flights of stairs. That took like almost 3 hours, whereas the moving in took like 45 minutes. I felt like it was so fast. And it feels like I live in chaos, but like things are put away all at the same time. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's happening. It's just like taking its own time.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of things. And it's good. It's good stuff. It's just a lot of big things that we'd never done before that we did. And so it's just kind of a lot of things at once all together. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we kind of have just a lot of things. So, it's been good. It's been good moving into a new house and having like our own space, and we painted our bedroom. And like before we moved in, we had like a couple days.
What color?
I wanted gray.
Okay.
But fun facts about grays. There's like a million.
Yeah.
And if you don't put all of them up on your walls, sometimes you pick the wrong one. So it's a very pretty color. It's platinum. It's like this silvery blue and it's very pretty, cool. But it does not match my picture that I had in my brain, as well as it does not match like a lot of our, like some of our bedroom stuff that we have. So like our like duvet cover and stuff like that that we have. So that is, so we had to order some new things and put stuff into retirement. And so that was kind of like a whole ordeal for a day or two.
We painted a wall gray the other day.
Uh-huh. Tell me about your gray.
Bob picked it out. So like I just like totally deferred to him. Mm-hmm. And this has happened a couple times. Actually, three times that I can think of that he's painted. No, four times. My goodness. That he's painted something gray. And I've been like, let's just go with gray. And he's like, well, but some grays are warm and some grays are cool and some grays are whatever, whatever. And so I guess my house is several subtle grays, the basement being the darkest. So now I have like a very dark gray wall. Mm-hmm. And I like it. It looks good.
See, because what I would like for them to do with gray paint is I'd like them to take half black paint, half white paint, and mix it together.
Yeah.
To make a gray.
That's
gray.
That's
what I would like. That's what I would like. But then they put all these other colors and stuff in it. Yeah. So now in our basement, it's right now it's like a deep red and a mustard color. It's not cute. And then it has also like this navy gray wall kind of thing. Again, not cute. It's like four different colors. We're working on it. So with that, we started with three grays, decided I didn't like those, have three more on the walls. I think I like one of those, but we're continually just kind of taking it day by day. Mm-hmm. And because It's crazy. Like, I thought I was going to have a great room, and it is blue. It's like a lightish bluish silver, and it's fine. It's beautiful. It makes our room twice as big as it was before because it was like forest green and like a brown. So we were ready for something different in there before we moved in. And so it just is kind of, man, that whole process. And like, I thought I didn't like it. Like after we painted one wall and Evan was like, nope. We're finishing.
We're learning to love this color.
Yeah. And it's very pretty, but it's just not what I initially envisioned.
So. Did you ever watch Fixer Upper?
Yes.
Chip and Joe?
Yes, I did. We went to Magnolia. We went to Magnolia. When we lived in Dallas, we went to Magnolia.
Oh my gosh, that's
a thing in our lives. Yeah. And so we have a couple items from the Magnolia. Like,
what?
Home place. Yeah.
COVID-19 binge watching journey, Chip and Joe were like a big part of it for a while. And then I ran out of shows, but now they have new ones, but I haven't watched them yet.
Yeah. Cause they have their own like channel.
I will subscribe to whatever she tells me to subscribe to.
It's great. And so
she has such good taste and I have negative taste. I have zero taste.
I know. And I keep trying to like, I'll just go places and I'll be like, oh, well, this makes sense. And then it goes with nothing else that I own. It's just, I'm working on things in my life and becoming her is one of them.
Yeah, me too.
And so they have paint colors. And so then we were like, well, do we do their paint colors? And we were like, no, we're not going to do their paint colors. Not because we don't like their paint colors, but because we found another one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, so things are great. Life is great in the Ham House.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
It's just a little overwhelming and that's okay, but it's continually telling my brain that it's okay that not everything has a place right now. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And not everything looks exactly as I want it to. And that's okay also. Because sometimes I have to remind myself that that's okay also.
Here's a question. Did we just talk about watching paint dry for like 7 minutes?
Was that good podcasting
or bad podcasting?
I feel like that's good podcasting.
I agree, you know.
But like if it's a little long, we can cut the gray.
I love it.
It's a little long, cut the gray. So, okay.
What's for lunch today? What's on the menu?
Lunch today is cookies.
I made cookies today. What kind did you make?
Well, I did not make cookies, but
okay.
Chocolate chip cookies, to be specific. Nestle Toll House recipe. Is that what you made?
No, I made peanut butter cookies.
Ooh, that also sounds really tasty. That sounds so good. So why we're having chocolate chip cookies is because while studying for boards, I had chocolate chip cookies frequently. It was a way that I calmed myself. And I would make chocolate chip cookie dough, whatever that looks like. Evan would make chocolate chip cookies. Because when I was studying for boards, for me, like, food has been a comfort item for me throughout my life. And so that's something that, like, when I'm stressed, I eat cookies. And so, yeah, I know a lot. It's, like, 6 weeks out from boards. And so I know people are stressed. I wanted us to be able to kind of give them, like, some calm and give them some tools and techniques that, like, were shared with us to manage that moment in life.
Absolutely. I think this is the perfect topic. We just need to hold these people in our thoughts and our hearts because boards is so hard.
Boards suck. Boards suck. You learn so much. Like, I literally felt like I've never known so much in my entire life.
Yes.
But at the same time, I felt so dumb.
It was so wild. And the wildest thing to me today was that I asked you, oh, when are boards? Because just a couple of years ago, I knew when boards were. And it made me think of, did you ever watch Mad Men?
I have not, but I want to. That's on our watch.
Okay, well, there's
list.
This part, no spoilers, but Don Draper says, it will shock you how much this never happened. Boards never happened for me. At this point, it never happened.
No, it literally, like, so I've learned a lot about lately. If you listened to our last podcast and you heard how I was like, TikTok is overwhelming, I figured out TikTok a little.
Yeah.
So I'm in this, like, mental health world of TikTok.
Good for you.
Like, that's, like, a thing, like, where I just scroll through and that's a thing. Like, I just, it's, like, mental health. Like, it's super cool. And so I follow some therapists and stuff because I just find, like, they have a lot of good stuff. And I've learned a lot about, like, dissociation where you just, like, cut off like a period of your like your brain just doesn't remember stuff. And I'm like 100% sure that happened with me. like where you just like you're like, this is hard, cut this off. Yeah. Like not doing this. Like I can literally count, I think on like literally the only things that I remember about studying for boards, like vividly, is literally sitting at Starbucks. That's where I studied.
So wonderful.
Every day. I loved it. All the time.
And how do they do it now? How do they do it now? Because they can't go anywhere.
I know, and that's the thing. I know, and I would, I feel for that. I literally wish I could unpandemic things for them.
Me too.
Because there was a Starbucks like 5 minutes from our apartment, and I could go and I could sit there, and I had a table that could get connected that had, oh, like I had a plug in and it was big so I could spread stuff out. And like I had my over the ear, like I had my like Bluetooth headphones that I can feel that chair sometimes. Like I can feel that in my life. And so, yeah, like that was like a big, that was a space for me. And that's what I can remember is literally sitting at that Starbucks. Or there was another one where Rachel and I and our group of friends would go study. And
that one was very special.
Yeah. And that, I mean, I can literally remember sitting there studying for boards, but nothing else about it. Like what I was studying, what we discussed about, what people were wearing, nothing. I can just remember standing in line to get coffee there.
I remember being so caffeinated, like – disgustingly all the time.
Literally, I had like you. Okay, so also other things that I remember about boards. I know I said I forgot this time period of life, but it's the information that I forgot. The things that I remembered was the awkward moments. Rachel loved to study for boards at IKEA.
Yeah, I did.
I kid you not. I kid you not, because she could get free coffee and she would sit at IKEA for hours upon hours. But they had no plugins. We literally had to confiscate plugins from like the soda machine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a different time. Like there were times that I would study at home.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit hard with like family and Gloria and just like distractions.
Yeah, because you lived at home during that part of optometry school. And then I, our apartment, Evan worked from home. So like, he would have to work in the office because, I mean, literally he worked from home and, like, I would have to study at the kitchen table. So I could do that sometimes. And then sometimes we'd switch and stuff. But it was most of the time that I needed to be out of the place. But when I did study at home, Evan made me chocolate chip cookies.
So there is a bright side to being stuck at home.
Yes, yes. You can get a lot of chocolate chip cookies that way. so one other thing that was really big for me during boards was I had so much doubt in myself that I was going to, like, I just had this overwhelming sense that I was going to fail boards, like this impending sense of doom, which I know if you're taking boards right now, it's a part of a condition, and Kyle talks about it all the time. So, but like, I just had this feeling like I'm going to fail boards. I'm never going to be a doctor. Like I had this negative, negative self-talk, and it was really, I was up for an election of an organization for a national position and I didn't get it. And that was like really heartbreaking. Like some people that said things about me, like in that process behind my back and things was just heart wrenching for me. And, we were starting this podcast, like legitimately, like right at that time. And I was spearheading a very large initiative to change a lot of how our faculty viewed our students on campus within the College of Optometry at UMSL. Like, it was a lot of heavy stuff at once. Like, looking back, like, man, I carried a whole ton of stuff at once. So that was kind of crazy. But I went to a therapist on campus, and it was phenomenal. She was so fantastic. Like, I still, like, I email with her every once in a while just to catch up on life because of how much I, like, just connected with her and how wonderful she was to me. So one thing we talked about frequently was when you're very anxious about a situation, you get put into your sympathetic nervous system. And when you're doing that, you just, like, you feel like you're running from a bear. Like literally your body's like, okay, whatever this big thing is in the future, like your body simplistically makes you feel like that's like a bear and that you're running from. So we talked a lot about how to make boards less of a bear and more of like a rabbit, because like a rabbit's like way more manageable. And so she and I came up with like a list of things that I can say to myself that are facts, because that was super important. It could not be an opinion. It had to be a fact. So that way I would be able to say these things to myself during the test. And I know I told you about this and you did some of this as well, right?
Yeah, I did.
Or did I remember? And I felt like it really made a huge difference for me in my mindset going into boards, because part of it is like a huge mindset kind of thing. So, and I just felt like I had to get 100%. Like, we're so conditioned. Like, I have to get 100% on boards. Like, I have to be perfect. Like, this is going to define everything that I do for the rest of my life. Because it has some of those factors with it. Like, it really does impact how you get licensed and things of that nature. And I felt like I just had to prove to myself and others, like, I'm worth it. I can do this. Like, I always felt an imposter syndrome. Still kind of do, like, becoming a doctor and things like that was a huge imposter syndrome for me, because I changed my major so late in the game and like changed my life path. So I wanted to kind of share how we created these and help you come up with a couple yourself. Yeah, that's kind of what brought us here today.
Yeah. I remember when I made mine, I wrote it right at the top of my KMK mm-hmm. notebook.
Part one. No, this is part one. So, also, fun fact about Rachel and I. Kyle Cheatham signed our KMK.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he did the funniest prank.
So, he said, so he was like, Kate, you try so hard and you seem like a really nice person. Hashtag try your best, Kyle Cheatham. Like, literally signed. Well, I need to show you. I'll post this on my Instagram. And so literally pulled this out. It's like a blank page in the back of KMK is like literally what I pulled out to like write all my notes on, of like talking to myself. But that was just so funny, because Rachel, I was like, yours was literally like, you're so smart. You're going to do so great on boards. Like hashtag dominate. Yeah. And then when you put on mine, hashtag try your best. It was so funny.
And that's one good thing about studying for boards, is that you make these materials that I still use my boards materials.
Yeah.
Every day.
I have a book right here. So I literally pulled out all my boards materials for this. So I made a book. It's called Ophthalmic Drugs and Where to Find Them, because it sounded like a Harry Potter like reference. And so I literally have every single drug that was mentioned on the boards outline or anything. And like, I have insulin and I have glutaride, nickname, diabetera micronase. And then it was like species. Diabetes medication. It's location.
That's so good. Here, look at this.
Yes, what are those?
Look how sad this is. Can you see this? This is my notebook that I keep in my pocket every day. And it's basically my mini version of a KMK.
Oh my gosh. I keep my booster with me at work. Like, I pull it out.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too.
And so I can be like, oh shoot, what was that? Or like, even sometimes, like, another doctor will be like, oh, what was that about? And like, I'll be able to, oh, it's right here. So, and then I have another one from part two where I literally made a binder of all the diseases from Wills and KMK and like mm-hmm. a bunch of places where I literally created, I created like pretended like they were all monsters, and I created like, I drew these pictures of all these things. It was absolutely ridiculous, but it worked in my brain. It worked in my brain. Okay. So let's go through of how to kind of do this. So, the guidelines for these statements that you're going to make that are going to help you refocus your soul when you're on boards is, one, it has to be a fact. It can't be like, I feel, I should, I want. Nope, it has to be a fact. And then two, it has to be a singular sentence. So let me give you some examples. So this first one was my like main one that really carried me through, is this test does not define me. It was a reminder to me, because it's true. Like, this is a fact. Like, this test does not define who I am for the rest of my life. It's a portion, but it does not define my character. It does not define how I love people. It does not define a lot of things. So it does not define me and who I am or who I will be. Two, well, and also these are all positive statements that I can make. So this one, my second one, was kind of a stretch, but we used it because I wanted a positive mantra to myself, is I am going to pass.
And it came true.
Yeah, it did. And it was one of these things where it's a fact. And while it wasn't true yet, it was a fact that I needed to learn to believe in myself, that I am going to pass. Like, I'm going to do this. My third one is I'm going to be a great and caring doctor. This test is not, like, boards did not define how caring I was going to be, how well I listened to patients, how well that I interacted with patients, how I made sure that everybody felt included in my space. Like, boards doesn't define that at all or test on that. Four, I can't count. Every wrong answer is a lesson. This helped me because I felt like I couldn't get a wrong answer. That helped me understand, like, every time I miss one, I learn something from that. So that was really helpful for me. Five, this test is not a bear, but a rabbit. So reminding myself, like, not to think of this as, like, I mean, I literally would lose sleep at night and I had terrible nightmares. I was physically sick a lot of the time just because of how much anxiety I had over at board. So, reminding myself, like, this test is not a bear, but it's a rabbit. Like, it's something small and it is a piece. Six, I have been studying. Like, reminding myself, like, I have been studying and I've been doing good things. Like, not just been sitting on
for
my
years. Tokus.
Yeah. Like, I have been studying. Like, I've not just been doing nothing. Like, I have been studying, even though there's things that I might not know, I have studied and I do know other stuff. So, and then that leads into seven, I understand things. Like, I do. I might not understand everything, but I understand things. And then eight is I am smart. Because that's true. And it's hard to sometimes remind yourself of that. Because, like, you're here. Like, you're in school. You are taking boards. Like, all these things. You are smart. Like,
yes.
You're doing fantastic work. So remind yourself of that. And then this last one is I always calculated on tests how many things I could get wrong. Like, since I was, like, a small child, it's like, how many can I get wrong and still get an A? Or how many can I get wrong and still get a B? Or whatever.
Yeah.
And this, my last one is I can miss 100 questions. And this That's was good. To remind me that I don't have to get 100% right to still pass. And if I don't know one or two, that's okay. And so I would flag anything where I'd want to go back and relook. And if I had under 100, I felt confident. I know that seems silly because, like, sometimes you'll get one of those right and other ones that you felt confident on, you might get wrong. But if I had under 100 flagged, I felt confident. And I did. Every time I took a test, a practice test, anything, the real thing, I had less than 100 flagged. And that was a way for me to look at myself and say, okay, you have under 100 left, you know, under 100 flagged, like, that's okay. You're in a great spot. And just reminding myself. So,
I think mine was, okay, I know it was, I'm already something. It was either like, I'm already enough, which is totally true, which is absolutely true. I was already enough before I took boards. Like, just icing on the cake that I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm already impressive or something like that. And like that is true for anybody who's in optometry school, because it's like, it takes a lot to get into optometry school. You're already impressing the pants off me.
Yeah, you're into third year. Like, you're doing phenomenal things. And so literally writing down this, and it's going to feel so silly, but it's not. I really thought this was so silly. And I can't tell you that this has stayed with me through so much of my life. Like, when I have hard things come up, so my new mantra is I can do hard things, because I can, and it's from a book that I love, but, I also can remind myself, like, I have other things, like, I understand things. Like, I have been through similar things before. Like, my mom always said, self-confidence comes on the other side of something difficult. And really, like, after passing boards, I never thought I'd say this. Like, I have so much more self-confidence. Like, just literally surviving the test. Like, we talked about, like, how I could put down there, like, this test physically cannot kill me.
Yeah.
Like, this test cannot come at me with stuff to, I just thought I wasn't going to, I thought I wasn't going to survive it. So even if that's the first thing that you write down is, I will not die because I take boards. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And that's something to remind yourself, because some of those days you're like, I'm not going to survive this. Like you.
Yeah. I want people to know that we acknowledge that this stress that you're probably feeling right now, it makes your heart pound. It makes you sweat. Mm-hmm. It's real.
Yes. Oh, so.
And whatever you have to do to get through it.
Yeah.
I mean, let us lift some of your load.
Yeah, really. And if this can be something that helps you, please. Please use it. If you want ophthalmic tricks and where to find them, if you want the template for that, like literally let me know. Like, well, I'll send it your way. But like what?
If you're Kyle Cheatham and you want to dunk on us some more.
Yes, please.
Hit us up.
Come hang out. Let's listen to some booster chorus jams together. Yes. All of the things. Literally all the things. And then we also made a boards anthology playlist, and it's on Spotify. Like if it's just a way to help pump you up and just like make you feel confident, like yes, we want this. And so we wish we could put the KMK music on there, but unfortunately that has not been released to us or to Spotify at this time. And so, but really, like, boards is like a big thing where you first start to like really challenge, like you have some really challenging mental health moments, and I want to give you tools so that you can be able to continue with that.
And one of those tools is you should go to therapy.
Yeah, really, legitimately, please go. Your institution, whether it's, you know, connected to a larger institution or not, will have some sort of kind of counseling or therapy option for you. And if you are feeling any sort of doom and gloom about boards, like really take advantage of that, because it's a third party that can kind of say, hey, you're surviving, you're doing good.
Yeah, and you can do it online now.
Yeah, if this helps you. Please do it. And it was hugely impactful for the two of us. So that's why I wanted to bring it up on today's pod. But let's say you need more help coming up with these statements or things of that nature. Feel free to reach out to us. We're here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell them what they'll, what will have happened by the time this airs? I think it might, or maybe it'll air and then it'll be happening. I'm not sure.
The presentation.
Yeah, so we have started our negotiation seminars, guys.
Yay! So we are available if you and anyone that you know want to learn about why you should negotiate, how negotiation affects the wage gap, and how to negotiate. We are here for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I presented at NECO. And so now we're going to present this next week at PCO. And when then hopefully we have some opportunities at Nova and other schools. Let's say your school, you want to host us.
Just reach out. Let us
call us up. And we have opportunities with, you know, we'd love to help figure out ways if we can help support to make sure that your club can get ways to get sponsored and things so that you could bring us there. All of that jazz. Please give us a holler.
It is time for you to start thinking about negotiating for your first job. Like, it is coming before you know it. Soon, boards will be in the rearview mirror. You will not even remember that it happened. You will.
No, because you will dissociate that and you'll just be like, it occurred.
Yeah, and it'll be time to find out, is your boss cool?
Yeah. No, really, it's a great opportunity. It's so much cool stuff. So, yeah.
All right. So, we did it.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.